In other words, I've got a piece to speak. And blow hot or cold, I'm gonna speak it.
Let's do this, Johnny!
Welcome to the Breaking It Down podcast. I'm Brother Ron, your host, and each week I bring you the inspired word of God as we together discover and unlock its life's transforming truths. Thanks for listening in. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year to you. Welcome to another edition of Breaking It Down with Brother Ron. Hey, I hope you got your New Year's off to a great start here. No, I took the last couple of weeks off to enjoy the holiday, Christmas holiday,
yo!
New Year. Oh, hold on a second. Somebody call me? Did you hear somebody up there?
Yo!
Yeah, is that you, brother man? What's up, man? Happy New Year. What's going on?
Yo, I know you hear me.
Yeah, brother man, I hear you always. Always hear you. But as I was saying, and for brother man too, as I was saying, Happy New Year to all of you. I've been gone for a couple of weeks, but I'm back in the saddle. I am so overwhelmed with what God has in store for this show this year, what he's impressed upon my spirit. My heart is just overflowing with the word of God. So I've got so much coming at you this year. I may even have to go to two shows a week. Not promising you yet. We'll see how it works out, y'all. But yeah, I'm just overflowing with the word of God that I want to put out there for you. So 2023, it's in the rearview mirror now. It's gone. It's behind us. We give it over to God. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't change it. And 2024 is above, and 2024 is before us, is what I'm trying to say. So got a good word for you for going into 2024. I want to get into that. It's a lot of word, a lot of scriptures. I'll try to cover as much as I can. If not, you know, we'll continue on the next show. But if you want to find out what that word is, hey, stay tuned and listen in. So I just want to recall, we last left off before Christmas came about, and I took my little break there. We were talking about the coming back of Jesus Christ, the second coming or the return of Christ after he had after his death, burial, and resurrection, and now seated at the right hand side of God, or the throne of God. And I just want to pick back up on that, because that ties into that word, the word that God has given me for 2024. But let's, as always, open up with a little bit of prayer. Heavenly Father, open our hearts, minds, and ears to receive of your word today and what you have in store for us in this coming year of 2024. We pray this in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So I just want to sum everything we've been discussing about. We've been focusing on Christ. I don't know how many shows it was before the holidays. So I want to sum everything up with one passage of scripture. So if you will, get your Bibles out, blow off the dust, or find them if you misplaced them since the holiday. Get your Bibles out, and we're going to be reading our key verse for today. It's going to come from the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to be looking at the passage verses 9 through 18. So Colossians chapter 1. Verses 9 through 18. And we're going to talk about basically the preeminence of Christ. That's what we've been talking about, discussing over the past month and a half or whatever it has been. And this is kind of going to tie a nice bow around the present here, the package here, so we can move on to what God has in store, what I believe God has in store for us in 2024. So Colossians 1, beginning at verse 9, it reads, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of the Lord, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us unto the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He," that's Christ we're talking about, "he is the image of the invisible God." We saw that in several studies, several shows, so if you've forgotten or if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to those podcasts. But again, verse 15, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. That's key there. Remember that Christ is before all things. And in him, Christ, all things consist. And he, Christ, is the head of the body, the church. That's us who are put our faith in Christ, as born again believers, the church. The church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, what's that word there? All things, that's Christ, that Christ may have the preeminence. And that's what we're pretty much saying. Christ has a preeminence through the work of his cross, through the work he performed on the cross, right? God came in the flesh here on earth, sojourned on earth for 3 years or so. And then he gave his life on the cross, died, he's buried, and he's rose again, and now he's seated at the right-hand side of God, making intercession on behalf of us, the saints, the church. And that's the gospel in a nutshell. So we talked about the preeminence of Christ. So how does that affect us going into 2024? Well, I'm going to tell you. Turn with me over to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2, and we're going to be reading from beginning at verse 4. So Ephesians 2, verse 4, and it reads, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Notice that little phrase there, "by grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." So we already covered that in our opening scripture in Colossians, that Christ has, through his work on the cross, has made us to sit together with him in heavenly places, right? He's seated at the right hand throne of God. And that in the ages to come, that he might show the riches of his grace. That was through Christ, through God's grace, that Christ has saved us, has shed his blood. Okay? Through Christ's work on the cross, through God's grace, that's how we become saved. Okay, pick it up at verse 8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves." Okay, it's nothing we did to begin. We taught that, beat that horse to death. It's nothing we have done to become saved. It's what God has done, what Christ has done. And it is a gift of God. Verse 9. "It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. No man can boast who's saved." It's all, again, a gift from God, Christ's work on the cross. So, 9 again, verse 9, "not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we, that are the saints, the believers in Christ, are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them." Okay, so now let's turn over to the word that God has given me for 2024. It ties all into this. So we're going to go over to the book of Revelations. Is it an S? Brother man, is it an S? No, it's no S. Thank you, brother man. So the book of Revelation, the last book of Revelation, the last chapter, I mean, the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and the last chapter of the last book, chapter 22 of Revelation, all the way down to the last verse. So we're looking at the last book of the Bible, the last chapter of the last book, the last verse of the last book of the Bible, if you got all that. Anyway, it's the last verse in the entire Bible. That's what we're looking at. So in Revelations chapter 22, verse 21, are you there yet? I'll give you a second. Come on, y'all. Keep up. You know I like to throw a lot of scriptures to you out there. So verse 21 of Revelations 22, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." There's the word. What's the word? We saw it back in, help me out, where are we? Ephesians. Thank you, brother man. Ephesians 2. We just saw that word grace. And here it is again. Verse 21 in Revelation 22. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So what's the word for 2024? I gave you all the hints. Right. Grace. The word for 2024 is grace. Okay. That's right. Grace. G-R-A-C-E. Grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, I got an acronym. I heard a preacher the other day or other week, whatever it was. He gave an acronym for the word grace, G-R-A-C-E. So let's go through it. G, God's, R, riches, A, at, C, Christ's expense, E. Grace, G-R-A-C-E. Again, God's riches at Christ's expense. Or as many of you have heard it defined as, properly defined, I should say, as God's unmerited favor. That's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. And we already saw that in previous shows when we discussed it at the opening of the show, is at Christ's expense that we have been given the riches of God because he's now seated at the right-hand throne of God, making intercession on behalf of who? That's right. Us, who are the saints of God. Now, how cool is that? God's grace. God's grace to you, for you, upon you. God's grace to you. Wow. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. Yes, God's grace. So, did you do all that God called you to do? Were you obedient to God in all of 2023? Be honest. No. Well, God's grace is there to cover you. Going into 2024, is there something God has placed on your heart to do, to accomplish? Again, God's grace be upon you. God's grace is there for you. Everything in the past, forget it. It's gone. 2023 and the years past, the things you messed up, the things you did wrong. Hey, God's grace is there for you, to cover you. I want to take or use myself as an example of God's grace. Like last year, I picked up the podcast. I started the podcast back up in August after almost was a 2-year hiatus, a year and a half hiatus of not doing anything. That was a sin of omission on my part because God had placed that podcast upon my heart during the start of COVID, and I procrastinated and I waited, I delayed. But no, God, by God's grace, he's covered that. I finally moved, God moved me to pick back up in August of last year, and by God's grace, he's blessing the show. In fact, we just had 250, our 250th download of the program this month. So just in that short span of what 5 months or so, that 250 people have downloaded the Breaking It Down podcast. So it's by God's grace. I messed up. I delayed like we all do. I hedged, I hemmed and hawed. But God's grace covered that. And now going into 2024, my question to you and to me is, what are we going to do with God's grace? What are we going to do now that we have been given grace through Christ Jesus, right? We did the acronym, God's riches at Christ's expense. How are we going to show our gratitude, our thankfulness, our praise toward Christ at his expense, at his death, for what he's done? How are we going to show thankfulness? Well, we're going to do it by this year in 2024, being more bold, more outgoing for God, being more obedient in what he's calling us to following him, keeping our eyes upon Jesus. That's what we're going to do. That's what God's grace, unmerited favor, is going to do for us. We can't just sit back anymore, saints. We can't just sit back on what God has done for us. And then when we get to heaven, we don't hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." He's going to say, "What have you done with my son, Jesus? What have you done with the grace he has given you, that I've given you through his death on the cross?" And we're going to be up there, him and Hall, let me think. You don't want to be in that position. I certainly don't want to be in that position. I want to be able to hear those words when I stand before God, before Christ in heaven in the next life. I want to hear those words from him. "Well done, Ron, that good and faithful servant." Don't you want to hear that? So this year is the word grace. I'm challenging you, all you saints and the ain'ts. The saints, you want to draw closer to God. I got an upcoming show I don't have time for today, but we're going to get onto on where Christ is in heaven. Now that he's seated in heaven, what's going on there? I know we touched on it a little bit in a few shows, but I want to dig down more into the weeds on that and bring out some nuggets out there. But for the saints, we want to do more for God. We want to not waste his grace, not put it to shame, but we want to be bold out there and willing to do, obedient to Christ and what he's calling us to do. And for the saints, those of you who don't know of Christ, this is your time to get to know him, to give all out and to know him, to putting aside all that's been stopping you from giving your life to Christ, and to give it up and to thank God for his grace and to walk in his grace, to accept his grace and become a born-again believer, a body of Christ, member of the body of Christ. I'm preaching now, y'all. So we cannot let the grace of God go for naught. We cannot let it go to waste, especially in 2024. I see this year, I believe 2024 is going to be a year of turmoil, of upheaval, of turbulence. You thought the COVID pandemic was bad the last 3 years? You ain't seen nothing yet. We've got a presidential election coming up in the U.S. this year, 2024. And I'm not going to get into politics. I don't care who you're voting for, who you're for, you know, if it's Biden or Trump or whoever. But we have a presidential election coming up. We've got a war going on in the Middle East with Israel and in the Gaza Strip. We've got a war still going on in Ukraine. Don't hear much about it lately since the Israelis war has been going on. But there. And we got China threatening to take over Taiwan. And Lord knows what else may happen in 2024. But through all that, we have to operate in God's grace, God's unmerited favor. We have to live in it, walk in it, breathe it. Eat it, sleep, God's grace. So I want to challenge all of you out there within the sound of my voice, within the hearing of my voice, to walk in God's grace this year. What is it that God is calling you to do? Don't be afraid. Don't let fear be the obstacle. Walk in that grace. Be obedient to what he's asking you to do. Don't shirk it. Don't put it off. I'm talking to myself here too. Go all out for God this year in 2024. Whatever opportunity God gives to you this year, whatever doors he opens for you this year, make it a priority. Don't put it on the back burner. Don't dismiss it. Walk in it. Walk in it and trust him. Put your faith in him. Walk in his grace that he will be able to accomplish what he's placed in your heart. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense means whatever is before you this year, whatever has been behind you from last year, God is saying, I will take care of that for you. You just give it to me and I will manage that for you. Isn't that a blessing? Wow. So family, I just want to, I want to say this right with what little time we have left. I know we're getting close, but I'm just going to go out and say it the best I can here. And hopefully I'll get it right. I'm just going to be honest, straight up with you, keeping it 100. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. And if you do, well, God bless you. You're on your way. And you know, all you know who I'm talking about. All those out there know what I'm talking about. And that is God's grace in this year ahead of us. So develop you and me and envelops us and consumes us and possesses us to a point that we delight in living our lives every day for God, that we seek to enjoy him at all times and to know him in every situation, to enjoy him in every situation, good and bad, so that we can move forward in the things of God and be obedient to what he has called us to accomplish or will call us to accomplish in this year of 2024. So I want to have you, have us begin this year knowing what the Bible says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purposes, so that this year ahead of us is surrounded by his grace. So what we do, I'm going to ask you to join me wherever you are out there, that wherever you are out there in the world, that we ask God for wisdom, for God's wisdom, God's favor. We ask for his favor, that he give us the power to listen to his wisdom and to have the word of God in our life, in our hearts, and most of all, God's favor, that we ask for his favor to have his effect upon us, and that we keep our eyes off what's going on around us and keep our eyes on him operating in the power of the Holy Spirit, that our lives move in and breathe in the Spirit of God, and we're dependent upon the Holy Spirit and upon God, and that this year will be the best year of our lives as we go forward in the grace of God. All right, family. So there it is. The word for this year, or the verse for this year, Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And me. Amen. And remember that acronym, grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. We're going to operate in God's grace in 2024. So listen here, family. Listen up, y'all. Share this, please. Share. That's the best thing you can do for me, is to share this podcast. That bumps up our numbers, my numbers and the algorithms and the platforms that we use out there, you know, like Apple Podcasts, Apple Play, all that stuff. It works. Just give me a thumbs up or select the 5 stars. You know, we don't want anything lower, but select the 5 stars. And that can help me and help the show. And I need that because, like I said earlier, we've had 250 downloads within 5 months. I know that's nothing to brag about, but it's a good start. And I believe God will bless us, bless this show, and get his word out as more of you just share this. So tell somebody about it. It does take some minute of your time. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for hands. I'm just asking for a minute of your time, that you take time to leave a comment on the podcast, what you think about it. Give us 5 stars, a thumbs up. Tell a friend about it. Send them a link. Just do that for me. And as always, keep me and the show up in prayer, that God will use me in 2024 as I operate in his grace to do more than ever for the kingdom of God. All right, y'all. Enough of your time. I'm out of here. Peace. See you next week.